It's time now for the Mission Recognition Podcast here on KCHA. This podcast was put together by a group of 8th graders at the Charles City Middle School.
Hi, my name is Alex Stout, along with my group, Caden Berry, Kale Riziska, and Cade Williams of Mission Recognition from the Charles City Middle School. We are a group of 8th graders here to tell you about Civil War veterans buried in our local cemetery, Riverside. We will be talking about one of these veterans every Friday for the next several weeks. We chose Civil War veterans because we each have a deep interest in the Civil War. We feel that they should be recognized for all their service and all that they have done for their country. Today's Veteran of the Week is Captain Seymour J. McKinley. Captain McKinley is one of the most interesting veterans we have found. He enlisted as a private in 1861. His first battle was at the Monroe and at Kirksville. He was shot in the head. He was ordered to Muscatine. Then he went to Helena and participated in Sherman's raid against Vicksburg. In 1863, he joined Gorman's expedition up White River. At the Battle of Port Gibson, he was slightly injured in the head, but 15 days later, he engaged in the Battle of Champion Hill. While in the fight, as a shell exploded over him, one piece lodging in his throat, another embedding itself in his brain, with admirable calmness, he put his finger in his mouth and picked the piece out of his throat, then fell unconsciously onto the ground and was left under a tree, presumed dead. While he was lying there, he was robbed of his purse, containing about $280, his gold watch, and what was dearer to him than anything else, his sword. 36 hours later, he was picked up and an iron band was placed around his head to hold it together. Tune in next week to hear the rest of Captain McKinley's story. You can visit our website at riversideveterans.weebly.com for more information.